Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 7th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Apolipoprotein D, a novel ligand for CD36, is essential for blood-brain barrier integrity. This study found that apolipoprotein D is a novel ligand for CD36 and is essential for maintaining blood-brain barrier integrity. This mechanism is critical because disruption of the blood-brain barrier is a central pathogenic event in many central nervous system disorders. The research identifies a specific molecular pathway governing blood-brain barrier function. This fundamental understanding of blood-brain barrier regulation provides a basis for future therapeutic strategies. Article number 2. A randomized controlled trial comparing different programming strategies of left bundle branch area pacing on left atrial volume and atrial high rate episodes in patients with sinus node dysfunction. Left bundle branch area pacing is a physiological pacing modality preserving ventricular synchrony. Optimal programming strategies for patients with sinus node dysfunction, particularly those with delayed intrinsic atrioventricular conduction, have remained clinically uncertain. It is understood that minimal ventricular pacing algorithms can permit non-physiological atrioventricular prolongation, which contributes to left atrial remodeling and atrial high-rate episodes. This randomized controlled trial directly compared maximal atrioventricular sequential pacing with minimal ventricular pacing strategies to address these critical clinical outcomes. Article number 3. Telomere recapping prevents pathogenic telomere to mitochondrial DNA communication in heart failure. This study found that telomere recapping prevents pathogenic communication between telomeres and mitochondrial deoxyribonucleic acid in heart failure. Diseased cardiomyocytes exhibit telomeric shortening, which triggers deoxyribonucleic acid damage responses and leads to mitochondrial dysfunction. This finding demonstrates a novel mechanism to restore myocardial function, addressing the high prevalence and significant mortality of heart failure, where 5-year survival remains at 50%. Telomere recapping thus represents a promising therapeutic target for improving heart failure outcomes. Article number 4. Longitudinal trajectories of secondary mitral regurgitation in non-ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy. This study defined the longitudinal trajectories of secondary mitral regurgitation in 764 patients with non-ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy. The findings reveal the dynamic nature of secondary mitral regurgitation severity, demonstrating its dependence on loading conditions and guideline-directed medical therapy. Understanding these long-term trajectories provides crucial prognostic insights for patients with non-ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy. This research provides a framework for evaluating secondary mitral regurgitation evolution and guiding patient management. Article number 5. Stress, coping, protective factors, and quality of life in parents of infants with CHD, associations with state anxiety. The Family Adaptation Study identified associations between stress, coping mechanisms, protective factors, quality of life, and state anxiety in parents of infants with congenital heart disease. The study included 215 parents, comprising 143 mothers and 72 fathers of 146 infants who underwent the Norwood procedure, with measurements taken post-Norwood and post-stage 2. Results showed specific relationships among these psychosocial factors across the parental cohort. These findings delineate the complex psychosocial landscape and provide crucial insights for supporting parental well-being during their infant's critical cardiac care. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.